we are between the nativity and the epiphany. What is nativity? What is the definition of nativity? What is the definition of nativity? The birth of Christ. You know the word native. What is the native? Something like citizen. Can I? Place. Natives of Ottawa. The people who live in Ottawa. Something like that. When we say the nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, it means that when Jesus Christ came to the world. Now, question. What is the difference between the birth of Jesus Christ and my birth or your birth? What is the difference? We were born with sin, while Jesus, we were born carrying the ability or the original sin, carrying the ability of falling in sin. Yes? But Jesus not. What else? Jesus was born of a virgin, and we were born through a marriage between man and woman. Yes. What else? Think of it. This is English, not Coptic or Arab. What else? What is the difference between birth of Jesus Christ, the birth of anyone? You said we were born with the original sin. Mariam said he was born a virgin. You were born a normal marriage. What else? That's a very important point. Jesus. Yes, Jesus, Son of God, but I don't ask about his nature. To save? No, I didn't say why. I said what. We will come to, we'll come next to this question. But I'm asking just now, what is the difference? You said 2-3 points, yeah. Clue 2. Type. Before my mother conceived me, was I there? What about Jesus? This is the most important thing. That Jesus Christ is eternal God. He's the true God. He is without beginning, without end. That's why we call his birth incarnation. Incarnation means he took flesh. But he was before we were, before he was born. But he was existing. Yes? But we are not. Our beginning was the conception of our mothers in their wombs. But his beginning was there. Without beginning with the Father. That's why his birth we call nativity. Nativity means he came to live between us. The place he chose to live between us is the earth. Between the people. Between his creation. Yes? So, You said something. She said he was born without the sin. And Maryam said he was born of a virgin. Is there any relationship between these two answers? Is there any relationship between the first and the second? Yeah. What do you think? Yes, yes, but why was he born of a virgin? So as not to inherit the original sin. The inheritance of the original sin came from generation to generation, from he, from Adam up till now. Yes? But for God, he was born of a virgin, not as a miracle. It's not a miracle. It's what? It was a divine economy that he wanted to be born not carrying the original sin, without sin. And this is the meaning that he was born without sin. He was born without sin because he was born out of virgin. And this is the relationship. So don't let anyone betray you and say, it's just a miracle that Jesus was born of virgin. Just a miracle like any other miracle. No, it was not just a miracle. It was divine economy. It was the will of God to be born, likening us, like us in everything except the original sin. The original sin means the ability to fall in sin. So Jesus Christ in flesh was not having the ability to fall in sin. That's why when the sinner woman touched him, it wasn't a shame to him, because he was pure, 100% without sin. He permitted her to touch him, or to wash his feet, or to put, or to, with her tears, or to kiss his feet, without being like any one of us. يعني أي واحدة فيكم تيجي تبوس رجل يقول لا ما تعمليش كده. Don't do that. But for God, it's like any bad thing. Like مثلا sorry يعني garbage. When you put a garbage in the sun. Any مثلا شوية garbage كده in the sun. What will happen? Does the garbage affect the sun, or the sun purifies the garbage? The sun purifies the garbage. Why? Because if there are any worms or any insects with the sun, they will escape from the garbage. This is the same. God is like the sun. Sun is pure, cannot be affected. So his nature was without sin. That's why he accepted to be born of a virgin, to be born without sin, to be born above sin, to help all the people who are under the sin. That's why he was born of a virgin. Right? Second thing, why do we call Jesus Christ second Adam? Do you know that we call Jesus Christ second Adam? We call Jesus Christ second Adam. Guess why? Adam was has, Jesus Christ has. Adam did not have. That's why we call him second Adam. But he came from Father. He came from the Holy Spirit and Saint Mary. Even if Adam was born from dust, was created from dust, but the spirit of life was in him when the Lord, when God breathed in him to have an everlasting soul, spirit, eternal spirit. We have eternal spirit. Our spirits don't die, Charles. However, we call Jesus Christ, we call him second Adam. Because as you said, he was born without the sin. Exactly, Jesus Christ was born without the sin. And Adam in the beginning was born without the sin. When the Lord was created without the sin. When the Lord created Adam, and then made Eve from Adam, they didn't know the sin. They knew it later. But at the creation, the very beginning, he was without sin. So Jesus Christ, at the second Adam, came to be without sin to renew the mankind in a new nature, in a new life. And you are now the descendants of second Adam, not first. That's why I say, we are as Christians, the descendants of second Adam. That's why we are called the children of God. How come that we are the children of God? Because Jesus Christ adopted us to the Father, then through Jesus Christ, who was born as second Adam, without sin, gave us through here. We will come to the baptism later when we speak about the Epiphany. So he gave us the gift to be also, if we want, without sin, to live free of sin. Or to be freed from the original sin. Do you understand what I say? Well, are you with me? Well, no, so no. Yani, 50-50. You got? Really? Okay. This is the first point. Why nativity? Because nativity means the incarnation of God who took my nature and gave me his nature. Who took what I have in the weak life and gave me what he has in the strong life. He took my impurity and gave me his purity. He took my hatred and gave me his love. He took my sins and gave me his forgiveness of the sins. That's why we say Jesus Christ was born for my salvation without sin. Second, Epiphany. What is the Epiphany or Theophany? You know the Epiphany? Epiphany is the baptism of Jesus Christ. Good. Now, we agreed in the Nativity that Jesus is without sin. Yes? Yes? When John the Baptist came, he asked the people to be baptized. Baptism of repentance. Why do I repent? Because I fall in sin. Right? Our Lord Jesus Christ was without sin. Why was he baptized? Why did he accept to be baptized through the hands of John the Baptist? If he is without sin, there is no need for his baptism. There is no need to go to the Jordan River and to be baptized. Why was he baptized? To show us to fulfill every righteousness, you mean, something like that. To give himself as a model, as an example, to repent. Yes? Okay? But when he entered the water of the river Jordan, Jordan River, did he need to be inside the water? St. Luke said, when all of them were baptized, he also was baptized or came to John at the end of the people. Why? Why at the end if he wants to give himself a good example? If he wanted to put himself as a model to them, he could have done that in the beginning and then the people would follow him. But he was the last one after all of these were baptized. Why you left? You don't know. I wanted it to be a discussion. You are discouraged to speak, or you don't know really. You don't know. I tell you. In the baptism, the Lord announced officially that he accepts to save the whole world. Because until the baptism of Jesus Christ on the hands of John the Baptist, he didn't begin his mission work, which ended by the cross. So, when he came to Jordan, he was 30 years old. According to the Jewish law, no prophet or teacher was accepted before being 30 years old. That's why St. John was older than Jesus Christ with 6 months. And this is the period St. John the Baptist spent preparing the way for our Lord Jesus Christ. When our Lord Jesus Christ came to the Jordan River, he came for the Holy Trinity to announce the beginning of salvation. How? This is a question to you. What happened when Jesus Christ went to John the Baptist to be baptized in the Jordan River? What happened? Yes? Huh? There was a voice, sound come from heaven saying, this is this is my beloved son. Get it? This is my beloved son in whom I am pleased. Listen to him. Right? What else? The dove, the Holy Spirit, came and settled on the shoulder of our Lord Jesus Christ in the shape of a dove. This is the Holy Trinity. The Father announced that he is pleased on Jesus Christ to be resembling, to be on representing all the mankind to be crucified for us and to stop the original sin, to save us from the original sin. You know what happens in the liturgy? If you come to the liturgy, I'll tell you something, right, a little bit. The liturgy. In the beginning of the liturgy, they put a basket with 7 pieces of urban. Yes? To Abuna. Yeah? And Abuna chooses the best one. This man is a bakery like them. Sometimes you help them in the bakery, in the Bethlehem sometimes, or you shall Sharif. Abuna chooses one piece of urban. One piece of urban. And this piece of urban is the best one. So the same happened in the Jordan. The Father looked at Jesus Christ. He saw him the perfect man who can perform the work of salvation on behalf of the whole world. That's why he said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am pleased. If he dies for you, I will accept his salvation for the whole world." And in this moment, when our Lord Jesus Christ went into the Jordan River by immersion, Taban, was immersed in the water of the Jordan River, and then, as you said, the Father and the Holy Spirit witnessed the perfection of our Lord Jesus Christ and the eligibility of our Lord Jesus Christ to perform the work of salvation. What happened? Everyone who repented on the hands of John the Baptist went into the water as if he was leading his sins in the water, right? But our Lord was without sin. Happened to him the opposite. He went into the river without sin, but he carried all the sins of the repenters on his shoulder and came out of the water. Next day, when John the Baptist saw him, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who bears the sins of the whole world." As if he was saw him carrying the blood on behalf of the mankind, and he was crucified to stop the effect of all these sins and to forgive our sins on the cross. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ was baptized in the Jordan River, to announce that he accepted to be the Lamb of God who bears the sins of the whole world on behalf of us. Here I conclude with this point, that when our Lord came to us to save our lives and to forgive our sins, he asked us to do the same with him. So every one of us who enters this baptism gets what? The new nature, becomes second Adam and becomes the sanctuary or the temple of the Holy Spirit. Then the Holy Spirit dwells in him. Now, when I fall in sin, what should I do? I repent and confess and come to the bread of life. The bread of life is the source of the forgiveness of my sins. And this is the importance of the Holy Communion. We don't go to the Holy Communion just as a habit. No, we go to the Holy Communion to renew the power of resurrection in us. When we, every time we come to the liturgy, we come for this reason. Not just to take a blessing, or just to have the Holy Communion like every week. No, but to renew the power of resurrection in us. That's why the Lord first was born and then second was baptized in the Epiphany. In the past, we used to have these feasts together. They used not to have the Christmas separated from the Epiphany, but to celebrate the Epiphany with the Nativity, with the Christmas on one day. But nowadays, since a couple of hundreds of years now, we separated the feasts because of the importance of this feast alone. The birth of Jesus Christ, or the incarnation and Christmas. على فكرة Christmas جاية من Mass of Christ. Christmas. Mass of Christ. The incarnation of Christ who took flesh for us. That's why Christmas is very religious and dogmatic word, explains the incarnation birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you have any question? Did you understand anything? Sure? Did you understand anything? Sahih? Did you get what I... the message reached to your minds? I'm happy if this happens. And I'm very rare to speak to you, and most of you are new to me. But I want to tell you something. These subjects are much more important than any other issue. You need to learn. You need to know. When you know these things, two things will be. Number one, the intimacy to the liturgy. You will understand what the liturgy is. Number two, which is very important, to know your, you are very valuable and precious to our Lord Jesus Christ. And if He does that for us, then we need also to exchange this love, with obedience, and also to take, let us say, advantage of this free gift of the Holy Communion, to take it thoroughly as much as we can, but take it out of readiness, after repentance, after confession, after being ready to renew the power of resurrection in us. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any question in any subject, any other subject, not anything in your mind, not essential to be this subject. Do you have anything? Do you have anything to ask? You don't have? Every? Why Jesus specifically? It's very important. I tell you something. There is nothing in the world called religion. The word religion is not right. We don't have religion. If you come back to the history, start with the history. What happened? You know the history of the whole world. How did it start? It's very important. Thank you for this question. Very good. I like this question. How? How did the... How did the history start? History of the whole world. Sharfin? Book of Genesis. God created, but who did? God created Adam and Eve. And then after He created Adam and Eve, what happened? Before he created Adam and Eve, he created the whole world for them. Yes? If he was not planning to create Adam and Eve, there was no need for the whole creation. Right? That's why he started with light. Let there be light on the first day. And the last, he created Adam and then made Adam from the rib of Eve. He didn't create Eve separate from Adam. He took rib from Adam and built a woman and gave him. We don't say he created. Yes, we say he created Adam and Eve. But Eve, not creation, but made from Adam to be with the same nature as Adam, not to be separate, two separate natures, two separate creation. Huh? Anyhow, then he created all the creation, and then he created Adam and Eve. What happened after that? Share with me. What happened after that? Before having kids, they fall in sin. But before they fall in sin, God warned them. Yes? God gave them instruction. And he said, of all the trees, eat, yes, except this one. Right? Because this one will teach you bad and good, or evil and good. I don't want you, because if you know good and evil, you will die. But not you will die as a punishment, but as a normal result. So he did not punish them. He did not say, I will punish you when you eat. But he said, don't eat, because when you eat, you will die. Like, مثلاً, you teach your children and your young brothers or sisters, don't cross the street, especially the highway. The car will crush you and die. So it's not a punishment. It's a warning. This is what the Lord said, or God said. Yes? And then say they sinned, as Andrew said. What happened? After falling in sin. Sorry? Why did he kick them out? But before he kicked them out, what happened? No. That disobedience, yes. But then, what did he say to Eve and Adam through the serpent? There was a very important. He said to the serpent, I will put enmity between you and the woman, between you and her descendants. Her descendants were Jesus Christ, because he was not speaking about many people. He was speaking about the son of woman, descendant of woman. Someone will come from woman, not from woman and man. He meant Jesus Christ. Yes? And then he put them out of the garden to protect them from eating the tree of life and live forever in sin. That's why he put them out of the garden until he Welcome back. Until he may prepare the whole world to fulfill his promise to Adam and Eve. Right? What happened after that? I tell you the history in 5 minute session. Either shy or hesitated to answer. So the Lord, God put Adam and Eve out of the garden. Yes? And then prepared the people to accept the idea of the incarnation of our Lord to fulfill his salvation, to perform that salvation on the cross. Right? By sending prophets, by sending prophecies, by giving symbols, by giving incidents throughout the history of the world, from Genesis until the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. During all this time, many things happened. 5,500 years from the moment that the Lord, our God, promised Adam and Eve with salvation until he was incarnate. Okay? During these 5,500 years or 55 centuries, during this, many things happened. Like Noah, like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and then the Lord chose a family to come from, for Jesus to come from this family, and called it Israel. Jacob became Israel. Okay? All these prophecies was to prepare the world for our Lord Jesus Christ. Until now, do you find any religion? Did I say any word religion? Mafish religion, right? Fi a relationship with God. People were searching for a special God for them. They saw the Nile, they worshiped the Nile. They saw the lions, they worshiped the lions. They saw the sun, they worshiped the sun. They saw the moon, they worshiped the moon. They saw some animals and they worshiped the animals. But they created to themselves what's so-called religion. But for us, there is no religion. There is no religion. There is a promise from God. From the moment that he promised Eve and Adam, when he spoke to the serpent, as I said, until he was incarnate to fulfill his promise and perform the salvation on the cross. Through all this history, many people either denied the existence of God or refused him or worshiped many other created things instead of God. Where is the religion now? Really about a religion. From these religions, fi Buddha, وفي Confucianism, وفي Confucianism, وفي many sects. مش بس البوذيزم, كمان البوذا, ومين كمان بتاع الهند, بتاع هندوئزم. All these are religion, what so-called religion, made by men. So I cannot equalize them or put them at the same with history of the world. So that's why we say there is no what so-called religion. There is a relationship with God. Those who lived with God, some of them lived with all their hearts, like David, before them Joseph, Job, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, all the prophets, Isaiah, Daniel, Haskiel, Jeremiah, Jonah, all these, Ruth, to Samuel, David, all these people lived with God. But they didn't say we have a special relationship, special religion. They didn't have special religion. Okay? Okay? We reached a Christianity. Christianity comes from the Lord Jesus Christ, who was born, as I said, was baptized for us, lived in the world 3 years and 3 months, was crucified, resurrected, ascended, sent the Holy Spirit to create or to give birth to the church and to let all those who believe in him as a Savior be saved people and called the children of God, what's so called Christian.